Admiral William McRaven isn't one to back down from a fight. The man orchestrated the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, after all. He's been chancellor of the UT system for a month and thinks that in-state tuition should be here to stay.
To me as an educator, I think it is the, morally right thing to do.
In an interview Thursday with the Texas Tribune, McRaven said he wants to help young people be successful in college, not to change America's immigration policies.
That's not as important to me as educating the young men and women in Texas. And if we had been doing that for these undocumented students for, at a minimum, the past 3 years as they made it through high school, and right. In many cases since they were in elementary school, I think it's appropriate to continue to educate them.
Immigration and education policy is Don Huffine's job. The first-year state senator from Dallas is on the Education Committee and is one of many Texas Republicans who wants to repeal the benefit, sometimes called the Texas Dream Act.
It's an important issue that we do not keep the magnets or anything that would attract and promote illegal immigration.
Someone in the legislature has tried and failed to repeal the Dream Act every few years since it passed in 2001. This year may be different. Ross Ramsey is a political writer and executive editor of the Texas Tribune.
A lot of Republicans ran on this, and, those from some of the really conservative districts around, including, quite a number of them in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, came away from their primaries with a pretty clear message from voters that they wanted this to stop.
Others with strong opinions on the Dream Act include the Texas Association of Business, who want a more educated workforce no matter their immigration papers. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants it repealed. Governor Greg Abbott, who once supported the law, now says it's flawed. Chancellor McRaven's goal is to sway a few votes in a year when every vote counts. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.